a mighty race, improving every year. They lead the world in science, sauerkraut and lager beer. But there's a race surpassing them in this world and the next. And on the tomb of Germany, someday you'll read the text. It takes the Irish to beat the Dutch. But the Irish can't accomplish, it don't amount to much. With their scientific freak, they could never fool the mix. You can bet to take the Irish to beat the Dutch. St. Patrick drove the snake from Ireland, history tells us so. They went to Germany, for they had no place else to go. The Dutchmen couldn't drive them out, they had to drive them in. They made them into sausages in rows of 8 and 10. It takes the Irish to beat the Dutch. When the Germans told the snakes to go, the snakes replied, not much. You're a fine at baking cakes, but you're a shine at charming snake. You can bet to take the Irish to beat the Dutch. The German transatlantic steamers hold the records now. It's true they are the finest boats that sail from stern to bow. But still the Germans need and flow. It just occurs to me that an Irishman named Morgan is the man who owns the sea. It takes the Irish to beat the Dutch. Though he lets them sail his ocean, he doesn't charge them much. If he took away the sea, then where would their steamers be? You can bet it takes the Irish to beat the Dutch. Two fire companies, Dutch and Irish, both were called one night. The town hotel caught fire and the blaze was burning bright. The Irish rescued everyone before the Dutch got round. They threw a rope up to the roof and pulled the people down. It takes the Irish to beat the Dutch. When the people landed on the ground, they didn't holler much. For each one had lost his breath at the near escape from death. You can bet it takes the Irish to beat the Dutch.